At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets are hosting the Orlando Magic tonight. We'll have our game preview for that one in just a little bit, and a celebratory edition because a Hornets star has gotten another league-wide, or at least conference-wide, honor. Hornets rookie Brandon Miller named Kia NBA Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. It's his second consecutive time winning that award. Helping us on all of these topics, he's a newcomer here to the HHC, but not entirely a newcomer to the Queen City. You can see him nightly as a sports anchor and reporter for Charlotte Sports Live on Queen City News. Mike Lissette making his maiden voyage here with us on the HHC. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here. I'm ready to talk some Hornets. Let's do it.
We're thrilled to have you. Let's start things off here with some really good news. Not entirely unexpected. I think I had prompted people to riot if this didn't come through. But Brandon Miller named Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. It's the second straight month that he has been tabbed Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. Quite frankly, I don't think this was close. The numbers really don't justify anyone other than Brandon Miller getting it. When you look at points per game, Brandon Miller and Victor Wembanyama are the only two rookies league-wide averaging 20 points per game or more over the entirety of the month of February. And there were several other Western Conference rookies that are somewhat within striking distance, but there was only one other Eastern Conference rookie who was even averaging 11 points per game or more. That was Grady Dick of the Toronto Raptors. So overall, there are, there's always going to be other nominees. Grady Dick, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Asar Thompson were the other nominees in the Eastern Conference. But this had to be an open and shut case because Brandon Miller at 20.5 points per game, 4.5 rebounds per game, almost two steals per night was clearly the best rookie in the Eastern Conference over the month of February.
Yeah, you know, what's great is the fact that, you talk about NBA players come in, they hit that rookie wall. I mean, if Brandon Miller ever hit it, I didn't see it because he came into the league, he came out with a fearless attitude, taking shots that really a lot of veterans didn't want to take. He's taking them. He's hitting them, and then here we are now still talking about him. They say Victor Wembanyama is sort of a generational talent. Nothing to take away from him, but Brandon Miller has been one of the great surprises in this year in a lot of circles. It's been exciting to watch him grow as a player.
One of the things that this signifies to me, and it really just winning conference rookie of the month, period, end of sentence, it kind of means that you've got some staying power in the NBA. You're going to be a consistent producer, performer, contributor to whichever franchise you're a part of, and that is historically borne out. But when you win it multiple times, you start to rise up the ranks, and now you're considered to be maybe more of a featured performer. And I don't think there was any doubt about that before, but it's nice to see this recognition here league-wide for Brandon Miller. And if you want to compare it to other previous members of the Charlotte NBA franchise, Miller, second time, of course, winning Rookie of the Month. He joins LaMelo Ball, Raymond Felton, Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning, and Emeka Okafor as the only players in franchise history to be named Rookie of the Month multiple times in the season.
How about that? I mean, that's a pretty special group. But when I think of Miller, I mean, it's crazy you say catch people by surprise. When I think of his story, I think of two nights in particular. I think of the night that he was drafted, and I think the reaction was sort of mixed. I think people were worried that Charlotte got it wrong, at least in the Spectrum Center. And then I think back to the game that he had against the Lakers back on the 5th. And Charlotte lost that game, but I think when we look back on, like, the story of Brandon Miller when all is said and done, I think those two nights are really going to be referenced. Because I remember going on social media afterwards and just seeing so many Hornet fans proudly saying, yep, I got that wrong. Yep, I'm happy I got that wrong. He has been just an incredible, fearless player that, again, only a rookie, but when you say who are the leaders on this team, Brandon Miller is one of the leaders, no doubt.
One other note for the month of February, and of course, normally we're looking at per game averages, but I think this is worth noting here. Brandon Miller ends up leading the entire rookie class, not just the Eastern Conference, everybody, yes, including Victor Wembanyama, in total points scored for the month, 267, total field goals made for the month, total made threes for the month, doesn't do it for free throws. Victor Wembanyama gets fouled a little bit more in rebounds, assists. Those ones don't necessarily go in his favor, but he's top two in steals. I mean, he was really, really productive for the month of February. And of course, his candidacy for the month of March is already underway. Had a very solid game the other day north of the border in Toronto. 26 points put up there for the Charlotte Hornets in what ended up being a narrow loss to the Raptors. He'll get another chance to take the hardwood tonight as the Hornets will host the Orlando Magic. Tip time set for 7 p.m. at Spectrum Center. And of course, tickets are available at Hornets.com. Speaking of Spectrum Center, the Reimagine campaign is in full effect. Starting next season, we'll start to see some of the proceeds from the investment into the building, not just in terms of the basketball atmosphere in Spectrum Center, both for the Hornets and for other events, including NCAA tournament. That's coming later on this month to Spectrum Center. But concerts, entertainment in general, it's really going to be a special thing for Hornets fans and fans of, again, sports and entertainment throughout the Queen City and throughout the Carolinas. So we're going to talk about that Reimagine campaign coming up next with Mike Lissette of Queen City News right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. at retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Sam Farber and Mike Lissette of Queen City News here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. Spectrum Center, home of your Hornets, will host the Orlando Magic tonight. Tip time set for 7 p.m. Definitely encourage you to come on out and enjoy the game. Just a few left on the home slate this season. And then come summertime, there will be the beginnings of the reimagining of Spectrum Center. The first step in bringing this vision to fruition, reimagine Spectrum Center, a collaborative effort with the City of Charlotte and Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority to guarantee that Spectrum Center remains the premier destination for sports and entertainment in the Carolinas for years to come. The project includes a range of significant, highly visible back-of-house upgrades. It's going to take place during the next two off-seasons, so come the start of the 24-25 season, you'll start to see some new elements to the Spectrum Center, and then, of course, by the start of the following season, the 25-26 campaign, it will be completed, all of the renovations, an additional 2,500 lower-level seats added to the arena, overall fan experience, the food, the concourse, the visuals, premium offerings, everything is going to be touched top to bottom and all around at Spectrum Center, and the hope is, not the hope, the understanding is that it's going to have a tremendous impact, not just on basketball viewing, but all kinds of entertainment, including the NCAA tournament, which will be coming to Spectrum Center here later on this month. I'm sure, Mike, you'll be covering that. But can you talk a little bit about the impact the Reimagine campaign is likely to have on sports and entertainment in the Carolinas, and for someone in your line of work, how it'll change things for the fans and followers that watch your programming nightly?
No, I'm excited about it. I mean, first of all, one of the great things I love about living here in Charlotte is going to games. I go with my daughter pretty much every Monday or Tuesday, and we usually sit up in the rafters, and I let her run around. And when you do that so often as we do, you eat the same food. So hopefully there'll be some new stuff out there for us to check out and for us to entertain ourselves. I love checking out different NBA arenas, and there's so much that could be done. I mean, I went to a Pacers game just last week, and there's different lighting in the aisles that they sort of run during timeouts. So there's clearly different ways for things to go in terms of a new design. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to kind of re-energize the fan base a little bit and want them to kind of check things out, and hopefully it'll get them to keep coming out. Because it's again, it's a wonderful thing to do with your family. It's a great product, and it should be good.
You mentioned seeing other arenas around the country. Obviously, I get to do that as part of my job. And the thing that stands out to me about Spectrum Center is that you're building from strength. You know, this isn't a dilapidated building by any stretch,
no.
One that needs to be torn down and completely built from, you know, the studs on up. But it is one where you've got the framework already set in place. You've got a lot of positives to build on. It can really allow you to put the right touches on a working building rather than trying to reimagine something that doesn't work at all.
I mean, the only thing I can request is one of my favorite things to do is checking out the foods at different NBA arenas. So if they could talk to the people at the United Center and bring the filet mignon sliders, which are found just outside the Bulls fan shop, and have those at the Hornets games, I'd go broke, but I'd be buying them every game.
We will put the request in. I can tell you this, the food and beverage experience is really something that's going to be, you know, enhanced, additional grab-and-go markets, enhanced bar and menu options. I don't know filet mignon is going to be on the list right away, but, I mean, we can put in the request. Why not? And because it's the frictionless experience utilizing camera-driven technology, that's part of the planning. You better be careful, because if your eyes are bigger than your stomach, your wallet better be able to handle it, right?
By the way, I just want to point out, I'm not sure, maybe some of your listeners know about this, but a lot of people that I talk to don't. They go around the Spectrum Center and we talk about foods. To me, the greatest place to eat before every game, and I eat there so much they know me by name now, and they also know what I'm going to get. It's right by the Chick-fil-A. It's this little place called, I don't even know what it is, but they sell beer, but they also have an item of the game, and they base the item based on who Charlotte is playing. So if the Hornets are playing the Sixers, they might have a Philly cheesesteak. If they're playing the Chicago Bulls, they might have a shaved beef sandwich or a Chicago dog. It is without a doubt the money place to get food at the Spectrum Center before games. It's different. It's the best food. It's right by the Chick-fil-A, and if you ask me what the name of it is, I don't know it, but that is the place to go to for go-to food at the Spectrum Center, bar none.
I like it. It's Mike Lissette approved, and I can't think off the top of my head which one you're thinking of, because they're all delicious to me, but what we can do...
They sell beer there. They sell beer there, so much so that a guy I met at a grocery store, he goes, yeah, I see you at the game all the time. You're always at the beer line. And I had to really think about this because I'm like, I don't drink beer. It's not... And
not
like,
on the job, at least.
No, I don't drink beer at all. And I'm like, why would I be... And I said, oh, it's the item of the game line. And that's... And I was like, I clarified. I was like, no. I'm buying a pork belly sandwich or something like that, you know. So, yeah.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm blanking on which one you're thinking of. But next to the Chick-fil-A, and if you see a well-dressed man in a tie there, it's probably Mike Lissette getting ready to cover the game. And hopefully you'll see him there tonight at a Hornets versus Magic. We'll have our game preview for that one coming up. But I did want to touch on the Reimagine campaign. We're counting down now. We're getting close to summertime, and we'll start to see some of those renovations taking place, and obviously excited for the season to come on the court, but off the court and around the court, a lot of changes coming to the Queen City that's going to impact everyone, both in terms of the viewing experience for basketball as well as all entertainment, with Spectrum Center being the place to go to for sports and entertainment in the Carolinas. Coming up next, the entertainment comes back to the Hive tonight. Hornets hosting the Orlando Magic. Game preview coming up next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Sam Farber, Mike Lissette here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Hornets are hosting the Orlando Magic tonight. It's actually the first of three games head-to-head the two sides are going to have here between now and the remainder of the season. There's not a whole lot of season left, so in roughly a 30-day span here, these two teams are going to play three different times. They played early in the season back in November, and sadly, it was one of the most unfortunate games of the year. Not necessarily the result. Any loss is you know, not necessarily any worse than any other. Charlotte falling to Orlando 130-117, but it truly ended up being a turning point of the season because that was the game in which LaMelo Ball was injured. Prior to that, he was playing at an all-star level, seeming to string together 30-point night after 30-point night at will. But after that game, it has unfortunately been injuries overwhelmingly the storyline for both LaMelo Ball and the Charlotte Hornets, and they really haven't recovered from that in terms of standings. That said, hopefully the Hornets can get some get back here tonight. Charlotte has lost four in a row now, but still playing 500 basketball since the new arrivals via the trade deadline came to the Queen City. Orlando is playing extremely good basketball. They have won 11 of their last 14 games and have gone from around a 500 basketball team to now one that is really making a run here up the Eastern Conference standings. They're not quite in that top four placement yet, but they are in striking distance of it with both Philadelphia and New York dealing with injuries. It wouldn't shock me if Orlando was able to surge even further, but as of the start of business today, they are in the top six in the East. So, Mike Lissette, our guest today, you can see him tonight on Queen City News, a sports reporter and anchor for Charlotte Sports Live. The way we do our game previews, we need players to watch for both teams as well as a statistic to watch, and you can't choose points because that's cheating. Obviously, whoever scores the most is going to win the game. So, you get to pick where we'll begin with either a Hornet to watch, a stat to watch, or a Magic player to watch.
With Orlando, you got to go with Paolo. I mean, fantastic player, 6'10", power forward, scored 23 against Charlotte the last time they played back in November. I mean, he, as this Magic team goes, he's the one that takes them there. I think stopping him is going to be key. I think if you can keep him under, I think, 20 points, you might have a chance. He had 23 in the last game, shot 9 of 18. And also keep his rebounds down. That's going to be key, I think, in this game.
I like the pick. Bancaro's one of these guys who I don't know that he is a comp for Brandon Miller because they're not really the same kind of player. Bancaro does obviously bring a lot of three-point ability, not as much as Brandon Miller. He's gotten better here in his first All-Star season, but just in terms of role on the team, averaging 20 points per game as a rookie, was a different setup for Orlando than Charlotte was expecting to have, but obviously a very, very good player. The number one overall pick a couple of years ago out of Duke, and just looking back to his rookie season, he did kind of hit a rookie wall because his first couple of months, he was well over 20 points per game. That kind of faded as the season went on, but still obviously did enough to win Rookie of the Year last season and now an All-Star this time around. I got to go in a different direction. I'm going to go with Franz Wagner, another young player who's off to an outstanding start in his career. He is really a hot hand right now, coming off a 30-plus point effort against the Hornets earlier this season. Only had 13 against Detroit, but overall on the season, he's averaging 20 points per game. He's had an outstanding season. Very talented, big guy, 6'10". Orlando clearly has a blueprint for the kind of player they want. They want big guys, some versatility. And in Franz Wagner and Paolo Bancaro, they put together a couple of really nice pieces here, and a big part of the reason why they are playing so well here. You look just to the month of February, where they had an overwhelmingly winning month, and Wagner's right at the heart of it. 21 points per game, pulling down almost 5 rebounds a night, 4 assists per game. A lot of big contests for Franz. So there's a lot of guys you got to stop or slow down, but he's certainly one of them for the Magic.
You look at this Orlando team, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, this is a team that is 2 years ago removed from a 22-win season. They were, I think, 22-60, I want to say. Last year, they only had 34 wins. So if you're Charlotte, you say to yourself, I mean, it can happen so quick. And it just happens with maturity and the guys clicking together. I mean, I was reading a preview last night, just kind of looking at this game, and a lot of people thought that Orlando was going to even make the playoffs this year. And so the season they're having, turnarounds can happen fast. It happened for them. So if you're Charlotte, I think you're encouraged by that.
Yeah, I think for Orlando, and this is kind of the blueprint for Charlotte too, it's not about one specific pick. If it were about one guy, LeBron James, when he was drafted, would have had Cleveland in the playoffs his rookie season.
That's
he
right.
didn't. Victor Wembanyama would not be looking at a Spurs team that's probably going to be in contention for the number one overall pick. That's the reality. One guy can't turn it around. It's a accumulation of assets and talent and players to a point where eventually you cross that threshold and you're not necessarily unstoppable, but you get over that mountaintop. And I think there was a belief for Charlotte, and one that was based in reality, that this could have been that year because you did have LaMelo Ball. Brandon Miller was seen as that kind of player. You had Miles Bridges coming back and Mark Williams and all of these guys. And the thought was, all right, it's finally going to come together. Unfortunately, that group hasn't played together at all. So we really don't know how good this team is. Injuries have taken that away from the Charlotte Hornets. But I do agree with you in that teams like Orlando and Oklahoma City. It doesn't happen overnight. You get the right group together, and unfortunately, it's hard to gauge along the way. You can get spooked. I mean, Detroit right now looks awful, but they've drafted in the same spots, roughly, that Orlando has over the last 5 years. Maybe it says something about the guys Orlando has versus Detroit, or for Charlotte, for that matter, but it is about accumulating assets, not just one guy being that magic player. Even Michael Jordan didn't get the Bulls in his first year to the mountaintop. It took a little time. It took a couple of other really significant players. All right, we need a Hornet to watch. We need a stat to watch. Which one do you want to pick here?
I want Grant Williams. I really, one of the things I thought about a couple weeks ago before Charlotte made these trades was Charlotte needs a guy to define the identity of the team. Like, he doesn't have to be the best player on the court, but just somebody that really just plays hard every night. And then, voila, I manifested Grant Williams to join this club. I love watching him play. I think he brings a toughness to the team. I think he competes to the final whistle every night. To me, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how he competes with those big guys that Orlando has. You look at that last Orlando game, and it feels like it was 7 years ago. Charlotte's entire starting lineup is different, with the exception of Miles Bridges. Basically, their entire bench is different. So I think having Grant in the game could be key for Charlotte in this one.
Yeah, that is wild. I'm looking now back at the starting lineup, and really, players who played at least 15 minutes in that game, the 130-117 loss to Orlando, which really was the healthiest the Hornets ever were all season long. But players who played 15 minutes or more in that game, Gordon Hayward's not here anymore, traded to OKC. Mark Williams has been hurt for the majority of the season. LaMelo Ball was hurt on that day. Terry Rozier traded to Miami. PJ Washington traded to Dallas. Ish Smith no longer with the team. The only ones that remain of the eight players who played at least 15 minutes on that day that are still wearing purple and teal, Miles Bridges and Brandon Miller, who is going to be my pick for player to watch tonight. Brandon Miller has had a remarkable rookie season, as we talked about earlier, but he's on an especially good run right now. Over his last 16 games, he's made a three in each and every contest. He's averaging 21 points per game, shooting 38% from three in that span. He's coming off his first career double-double, a career-high 10 rebounds, and he's made multiple threes in all but two of these last 16 games in which he's connected on a triple. Now, I got myself into a little bit of trouble, I think, because I'm from the Vin Scully school of broadcasting, I would say, in that I don't believe in jinxing. I think it's my job to relay what's going on. So if there's a no-hitter, sorry, it's the radio, so you kind of got to say it. And similarly for basketball, if Miles Bridges has a 30-plus game streak of games with a three made in all of them consecutively, you kind of have to say that that's in jeopardy if you're getting to the fourth quarter and he hasn't sunk one yet. So I don't take responsibility for any jinxing, but I do have to mention Brandon Miller has the longest active streak of consecutive games with a made three of any rookie in the NBA. He is within striking distance, a couple of games away from taking over the best overall streak for the rookie class. That's at 21 games, but he'll go for 17 straight here tonight against the Orlando Magic. Last but not least, we need a stat to watch, and again, points is cheating. So something other than points that you think will determine the winner of the game.
What if I said they have to win the points in the paint battle? Is that cheating?
I think that's fair. We'll take that. It's acceptable.
Because in the last game, Orlando got him 74-60. If you take that deficiency out, Charlotte wins that game. They lost by 13. So I think, you know, Orlando's sort of a bang 'em up defensive team. I was reading an article yesterday where someone called them boring. I call it 90s basketball, baby. I think Charlotte's got to play aggressive, and they got to be down low, and they got to win that battle. Because they also lost the rebounding battle in that game too, 44-36. But again, different Charlotte team with Grant Williams, my guy to watch.
I like the pick. I want to go with something defensive here, because if you look at the defensive rating overall for the season, it is night and day. Orlando is clearly the better team compared to the Charlotte Hornets. But if you look at just the last 10 games, the segment of the season since the newcomers have arrived, and it tells you a very different story about how these two teams have been playing. Charlotte has been a much improved defensive team over the last 10 games. And I think that has allowed the Hornets to be either winning a lot of these contests or just flat out be more competitive. Over the last 10 games, Charlotte is a top five defense. Orlando still is top 10. It's a big part of the reason why they've won eight out of their last 10 games. But you look over the entirety of the season, something that is a little closer together is Orlando turns the ball over quite a bit. So does Charlotte. So I think that's an area here where if you're the Hornets, that's one way that it can kind of manifest itself defensively is by making the team make mistakes. And Orlando tends to make a lot of them, even more so than Charlotte does over the course of the entirety of the season. So I'm looking defensively. I want to see the Hornets continue to play that strong defensive brand of the basketball. But I will look specifically to turnovers. The Hornets need to win the turnover battle here tonight against the Magic. Either way, Mike Lissette will have it covered for you, as well as the great crew at Queen City News and Charlotte Sports Live, your nightly sportscast. They'll have you covered, and look forward to seeing Mike in line at the concession stands as well tonight. You can catch him at Spectrum Center again ahead of Hornets versus Magic.
Right over the game. That's where you find me. I'll be signing autographs.
Awesome. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. And again, look forward to seeing your coverage tonight on Charlotte Sports Live. Thanks to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting this podcast together as well. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. For everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.